So we said the two from Chanan, and now we're going to say the seven from Admon. Admon Omer Shiva, Admon said seven. Misha Meis V'Niach Banim Uvanos, person that died and left over sons and daughters. Bizman Shanachasim Merubin, when there are a lot of Nachasim he left over. Habanim Yorshim, Babonos Nizonos. So the Magen Mishnah explains, is brought down by the Tesiantiv here, that what this means is that there's enough money, in this case, for both the sons to inherit. And also, at the same time, like we know by the Takanas Chacham, that the daughters should be sustained until they are either married or become a Bagaris. So there was enough money for that too. So that's what happens, that the money stays by the boys. And like Magen Mishnah explains, and the boys are then responsible and they are going to sustain their sisters. Uvenuchasim muatim, but when there's not enough for both of them, Habanos yizonu v'abonim yichazru ala psachim. So the first priority is to take care of the girls, and the boys have to go to the streets and knock on doors to ask for money and ask for food. Admon oimer, b'shvil shani zachar ifsadati. Admon says, because I am a zachar, I lose out. In other words, like the Rav says, what this means is that when there was a lot of nechasim, I'm the one that's in charge, I get all the nechasim, and then I give it out to the girls when they need it. So I, the male, should lose out when there's less nechasim? It doesn't make sense. Amar Gamliel, Rohani es divrei Admon. Gamliel says that he sees the svar of Admon. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Admon.